Following Hamas's attack on Saturday, US President Joe Biden has been pushed by both Republicans and Democrats to stop the recently unfrozen $6 billion of Iranian funds. It was earmarked to only be used for humanitarian purposes. But with Tehran's support of Hamas, the backlash directed at Biden has intensified, even though the White House says it has seen no evidence Iran directly assisted with the weekend's assault. The money had been moved to banks in Qatar, which would have allowed Iran to access the money. It's unclear now if the refreezing of the funds will be permanent or only temporary. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.